on the line here now.
You have all three walking sticks.
All three walking sticks. All right, so for everybody listening in, we have the Walking Sticks calling into us, a local artist, local band from D.C. They play a lot of shows in the area, tour. So how are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Doing great. Awesome. So what do you label your genre of music for people listening right now?
You know, some people have called it wet dream pop, and we're kind of going with that right now.
But that is an interesting genre to be labeled as, but hey, I like it. So your band is from D.C., but are you all from D.C., or did you all just end up here?
Yeah, we're all from the area.
All from the area? So how often do you perform in the area?
We play about like once a month now, okay. I'd say.
You guys tour around too, right?
Yeah, we get up to New York sometimes, but we've been playing a lot of shows in D.C. We just played the All Things Go Festival with Kygo a couple weeks ago, and then we had the big Sweet Life Festival in the summer.
Awesome.
with Kendrick Lamar, which was amazing.
Yeah, that's super cool. What is your favorite show that you've played here?
I'd say the Sweet Life Festival was the favorite show we've ever played.
Did you get to meet a lot of other like artists at the festival?
Yeah, we met, we hung out with Charlie XCX a little bit, her group, and Vance Joy told my brother and I we were really handsome dudes, which was pretty cool. So that was interesting. Highlight of my life.
That's super, super cool.
Yeah.
What is your favorite venue near here to play?
What do you think?
I don't know. There's so many good venues around here. We really like DT9, and we really like U Street Music Hall. But there's so many great venues around here that it's hard to choose one, for sure.
What is your worst experience playing here?
Our worst experience?
Your worst experience, like your worst show. Even not here, what is your worst show experience that you've had?
Oh, man, that's hard. We got to think about that for a second. Well, one time we played in D.C., we won't name the venue, but, like, after we played, we went to get a free, you know, they were giving us free beer, and like we opened the beer and we're like, what the hell is that smell? And like on the bottle, like someone had vomited onto the bottles, like somehow, I don't know how we didn't see it, but it was like frosted on the side of the bottle. We're like, hey, yeah, there's vomit on your bottle. So,
we get another
beer. That was pretty good. Yeah, that's probably the one off the top of the head right now.
That is a story for the books.
Yeah.
Who have all of you? When did you guys start playing music? Not together, just like in life.
In life?
Yes, in life.
We all got started pretty early. My brother and I took piano lessons first when we were like 5 or 6, and then Chelsea started vocal lessons when she was, you know, like 11 or 12, but she was always like the kid singing Frank Sinatra in her bedroom when she was like 2 years old. So
awesome. Did any of your family members play, or is it just you guys?
Yeah. My brother and I, our mom, she's a great guitar player, and she played out of college. And Chelsea's parents, I don't think they...
Yeah,
not really.
Our little brother is a really great guitar player.
And our little brother actually is an awesome guitar player.
Oh, really?
He plays, yeah.
So how did you guys meet up with Chelsea?
We've known each other for a while, for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And they were playing a show at 9:30 Club as a group, because they were in a group before this, and they've been playing together with each other forever, obviously, because they're brothers. So I saw them play a show at 9:30 Club, and I met them, and we just became instant friends, and yeah.
All that jazz. So you guys just kind of were like, well, we're all pretty musical, so let's maybe be musical together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've only been playing in a band together for 2 years.
Okay.
Because we were in different projects, and Chelsea was on Atlantic Records as a solo artist for a few years. So we didn't really have the opportunity to play in a group until 2 years ago, but we were writing for, you know, before that.
So you're all just doing your own things until a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So do you guys write all of your own songs?
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. How long does that take you? Does it kind of depend on your mood?
That's a good question. I mean, because we're kind of producing everything mm-hmm. on our own, I guess it might not take that long to write the actual song, but producing it and adding, you know, instrumentation can take, you know, we like to try to do like one or two songs a month. So that's, if we can, but it takes a while for sure when you're producing your own stuff and you're not, and recording and everything. So
awesome.
It can take a little while.
What bands and artists did you guys like grow up listening to that could influence your sound now, that you would say influences your sound?
Another good question. I mean, there's so many, we listen to all different types of music. I mean, a couple of bands that Max and I grew up on, like, when we were really young, like, our mom was playing the Talking Heads a lot, and, like, some of, like, the classics, obviously the Beatles, Tom Petty, like, kind of more old-school stuff, and then, but I'd say now, like, we listen to all kinds of stuff. To all the listeners right now, like, a band that we really like right now is Tame Impala, and I think they sort of influenced our sound. But, yeah, I don't know, it's just all kinds of stuff. Chelsea liked 80s stuff for a while, right?
Yeah, I would just say that, like, bands right now that we're listening to, Tame Impala, Sylvanesso, we're really into that kind of electronic dream world right now, so that's what we're listening to.
Okay. So if you guys could perform with anybody, any artist ever, who would you perform with? Not ever. Any artist today?
Any artist today?
Yes.
We're big fans of Sylvanesso, and we've been compared to their sound a little bit. We think it'd be pretty awesome to go on tour with them.
Yeah, a good fit.
Yeah.
So, if you had to give advice to anybody that wants to get into music, well, Chelsea, you go to Mason, correct?
Yes, I do. I do go to Mason.
So, are you a grad student or are you undergrad?
I'm an undergrad. I will be graduating in the summer.
In the summer, awesome. So you're where I'm at, or I'm in the spring, but same idea. So
yeah.
What are you studying here?
Early childhood education studies.
Okay, awesome. And you guys teach music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all do.
Where do you do that?
We do it at a shop in Kensington, and we also teach out of our place. And my brother and I teach at a school in Potomac. And we're teaching kids how to use GarageBand. I don't know if you've messed around with that on your laptop or anything,
yeah.
But that's part of the program we're teaching over there, which is cool.
Chelsea
teaches, like, four-year-olds music class in Alexandria.
Okay, oh, that's so cute. So, Chelsea, how do you, I mean, are you guys in school, too? Are all of you in school?
No.
If you wanted to give advice to anybody that's at school now that wants to, like, get started, how do you balance it?
At George Mason, get your homework done on time, and, no, I'm seriously, though, I'm, just be very organized, like, I'm very, really organized, so I delineate a certain time to school, and I don't go over that, and then I work on music for the rest of the time, so you just gotta find a balance between the two, because, honestly, we're gonna be doing music full-time, so school is not really backup plan, but something I had to do, and so yeah.
If any of you had to give any just general advice, not just balancing, on how to, because I mean, I feel like a lot of times people that want to get into music always kind of hear like, well, like, you know, are you sure that's what you want to do? Because this doesn't always end up how people want it to. You know, what would your advice be to anybody that wants to get started or get on their feet, basically, in the music industry?
I think the biggest thing is just starting, just doing it. You know, just like.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it too much and just try to finish it. Chelsea's itching to answer this question over here. But I think it's just important to like just go for it and start by trying to write songs that you really believe in, and that's the most important thing, is being proud of the music that you're playing out. But here's Chelsea, she's got another.
This is just such a great area for music. There's great venues, the local scene is very supportive of local artists, and so this is a great area to do that, if that's, you know, what you really want to do. There's always open mics, there's always, everyone knows everyone in this area that does music and musicians and everything, so it's a really well-connected and supportive area for up-and-coming musicians.
All right, so what is next on the music scene for you guys? What are you working on now?
We have a song coming out November 20th.
And so that's your project now, is just releasing the new single?
Yes, we've got like a few songs done right now, and we're just trying to find the best outlet for releasing them, and we're excited to release this song in November, and we'll be announcing that in like the next week or so.
Awesome. Sweet. So everyone keep an ear out for that. Thank you guys for calling in. I'm going to play The Walking Six up next on this station. Look them up on Facebook, on internet, iTunes, website, whatever. But thank you so much for calling in, guys.
Sounds good. Right. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Bye, Mackenzie.
Bye.